Realty Nation. It's your host, Avi Gohar. Welcome to the Think Realty Podcast. I know it's the new year, but you know, just because you haven't gotten started on your real estate investing goals this year doesn't mean that you can't continue paying attention to the show, especially when we have amazing guests like Eddie Gant from Jet Lending from Texas here with us today talking about, well, one, the market in Houston and what's going on in Texas, even some of the opportunities he and his team are investing in, and what to maybe consider. We'll also finish off the conversation with Think Realty Houston and the event that we have there and what you can expect as an attendee being at that event. It's going to be an awesome event. I'm going to be there too, and I cannot wait for it. So we'll jump into that in just a second. I want to give a huge shout out to Marco Santarelli and his team at Narada Real Estate Investments, your premier source for cash flow investment property. Check them out by visiting www.naradarealestate.com. That's naradarealestate.com. So, Eddie Gant, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for your time today. I'm excited to talk about the market in Texas and kind of your thoughts and what y'all are tweaking and what you guys are investing in and buying and where you're seeing all the opportunities. Because come a new year, we always think about, where do we want to deploy capital and where should we be focusing our efforts? So I want to take the conversation there first. But before we do, give us a little background on who you are and what you do.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I've been active in real estate investing 21 years now. I walked away from my corporate job June 1999. I was doing heavy concrete and steel construction power plants. My degree's in civil engineering, and I walked in and quit in June of 99. And the next day I was in the flipping houses business. And we're still in that business. We've actually bought either flipped, remodeled, sold a little bit over 1,700 houses now. So that puts us up in a kind of a high echelon, I guess you would say. 1,700 is a pretty high number in our world. 4 years after I started flipping houses, I got into loaning money to other real estate investors myself. Johnny Hayes started Jet Lending in January of 2004. We're one of the leaders down here in what we call Southeast Texas. That's a fancy way of saying Houston and Beaumont. We loan funds for real estate investors to buy, fix, and flip or buy and hold and or small commercial projects as well. We're kind of a fixture down here. Most people know us. It's a fun business to be in. We certainly, you know, over the years enjoyed it, and we enjoy giving back. We hold a lot of public meetings down here in Houston, Texas. We're kind of famous for some of our events where we kind of feed and cater people. Now, that's pre-COVID. We haven't been able to do too much of that since COVID hit us. But we're in it every day. It's been a good run for 21 years, and I'll be honest with you, 2020, even though we've been a little bit sidetracked with the pandemic and COVID, real estate investing in 2020 in Texas has been extremely brisk, extremely. Once we got through the initial shock in March and early April, I wouldn't say it's business as normal, but it's really close to business as normal here.
That is interesting to hear. It wasn't the case necessarily in Atlanta and other cities and other states around the country. But what makes, in this case, Houston that much different? I know Texas is like its own country, right? Like, I think if there's one thing, when I visit Texas and I'm in Dallas and Austin on a regular basis, I'm like, holy cow. Like, there's so much activity, business is being done, investors are doing things in Texas. If I'm in Houston, where should I be focusing my buckets of opportunity in? Should it be in fix and flip? Should it be in lending? Should it be in long-term rentals? What are you seeing?
Well, I think it's best for the astute investor to have a blend. You know, we've had this old saying, I'm sure you've heard it for years, you know, you flip for cash, you hold for wealth. And I'm a living, breathing, you know, case study for that. We own somewhere low 100s houses for rentals. They're a pain in the butt, but, you know, at the end of the day, as you hold properties, you do very well from an appreciation standpoint. And Houston has never been a city where we do a lot of double-digit yearly appreciation, but we're just steady. You know, we just the appreciation rates down here will vary from probably 3 to 9% on just about any given year. And the last decade has proven true. The last 36 months has been on the upper end of that. So we're doing very well with our appreciation rates. I'm going to throw some numbers out at you from a fix and flip standpoint. A few months ago, Houston MLS, we call it the Houston Association of Realtors, we call it HAR for short. We had our first month in the history of MLS in Houston that over 10,000 houses were sold in 1 month. And that was in the fourth quarter last year. And in 1 month, we sold over 10,000 houses. The day the pandemic hit, and I call it COVID Monday, I've got it on my calendar behind me on my wall, was Monday, March the 9th. And the reason I call it COVID Monday, because Tuesday, March 10th, they canceled the Houston Rodeo. The Wednesday, they canceled the NCAA basketball tournaments and NCAA baseball, and then the NBA followed right in behind. That day, and I wrote it down on my board because I knew it was going to be an important number and day. The number is 25,044. That's how many houses were on Houston MLS that day active for sale. 25,044. Remember that number just for a second. Today, that number is 15,000. So we've gone from 25,000 to 15,000 in houses active in Houston during the pandemic. So what that means is, if you're able to buy a house, investment property, and want to flip it, it may be a little bit more difficult than it was to go out and acquire, but you're going to be able to sell it because everything's flying off the shelf down here like hotcakes. So that is, you know, I lived through the 2008 when you couldn't hardly give houses away, when we exploded to 60,000 houses on the market down here, you know, and it was tough. It was tough to sell your inventory. Today, they move very well, which I would rather be in this market than in the market in 2008.
So do you think that because inventory is flying off the shelf, doesn't that naturally lead to some level of artificial inflation with the prices of homes? Should investors be worried about that?
Well, you know, if we were spiking up in double digits like you've seen other parts of the country, you know, 20 and 30%, you know, in short-term appreciation, maybe. But even as well as we're doing, I would categorize the Houston and most of the Texas markets as still probably single-digit inflation, approaching double digits, but still single digit. So I think that eliminates that fear, you know, for the most part. And for the folks that lived through, you know, the 08, you know, we took flesh wounds. We didn't have any, you know, mortal wounds. So as long as you make your adjustments quickly and you're smart and you're wise on your adjustments, when you have a market turn, whether it's false appreciation or the market goes opposite direction and you don't have a seller's market, it's inventory expands rapidly. As long as you make fast and quick and good decisions, you can normally avoid catastrophic, you know, damages to your business.
How are you diversifying your business activity right now? What percent of your buckets are in, say, flips versus long-term rentals versus lending, maybe subject to, or answer this first. What are the strategies you're deploying? And then number two, of the strategies, what percentage of each strategy represent your overall buckets?
You know, it's hard to pinpoint. I'll just give you some ballparks. We've always been a very active buy, fix, and flip. Always have, probably always will be. That's a big part. As far as rentals, I mean, you kind of limit yourself based on workload of how many rentals maybe you want. We pluck a half a dozen a year out of our buy, fix, and flip bucket and put them in our rentals. And again, we're low 100s. In that, and that's a pretty big bucket. I don't know how much bigger I want it, to be honest with you. You know, enough is enough, so to speak. But the way we pick and pluck now to put them in rentals, into our rental portfolio, is we like them. We used to not be choosy at all. Now we like them a little close to where we live or a little closer to the office. I learned a long time ago, always hold where there's good high schools. Not that the elementary schools and the middle schools are not important, but if you buy and hold in good high school areas, you will have more appreciation and less vacancy. And when it boils right down to it, the cancer that it eats you up in holding rental properties is vacancy. Everything else you can, you can pretty much live with everything else. But if you have high vacancy, you're going to die in this business. So I know you asked me the percents, but it's across the board. It's somewhat evenly spread to a certain extent, but I'm a little bit unique. Not many investors that are buying and fixing property and buying and holding are also asset-based lenders and own the jet lending. So there's a few of us down here that do both, but most are not in the full array. But I spend a great deal of my time in jet lending these days. The rental machine somewhat drives itself. The fix and flip, we scaled back a little bit, not because of anything wrong with that business, just personally. It's just it's only enough time in the day to get everything done. And we've been growing our asset-based lending company, Jet Lending, for, at great lengths over the last, decade.
That's fair. So let's talk about the Think Realty Houston event, which is coming up here in the next couple of months. And it's going to be really, really exciting to visit Houston and see firsthand what the opportunities are. Last year, you mentioned 25,044 homes in inventory on the market. Now it's 10,000 less. So there's clearly investor activity. There's clearly buyer activity as a result of that on the retail buyer side. And when going to events, obviously, we'll be following all the precautions for COVID. But at the end of the day, making these connections with you, Eddie, and other investors and other players in the market, that's a very important thing. Not only does it help us to round out our circle, but to find additional people that we can work with to add to the team, to go down the road, do deals with, maybe partner up on deals with, et cetera. But more specifically, to find and identify some of the trends that you're talking about, whether it's College Station, Houston, et cetera. And you said something very interesting. You said that you buy around good high school areas. For those listeners that didn't catch that little gold nugget, that's really, really important, right? I thought it was just, you want to go congregate around the best barbecue joint because, that's what I heard Texas is all about. But if it's high schools, then so be it. But I think going to and attending Think Realty Houston is going to be really, really, really a good thing for investors. If you're new, if you're a pro, doesn't matter. Come out, join us, and it's going to be a really fun time. And if you want to get a ticket and learn more, go to thinkrealty.com, and up on the menu at the top of your screen, you'll see a little thing that says events. Drag that down and just click on Houston. But Eddie, maybe in your own words, for the next maybe minute, while we round out this conversation, help me understand, A, why you like going to network at these type of events, especially Think Realty, and then number two, what your expectation of the event would be for you and what you expect to get out of it.
We're awful glad you're coming to Houston, number one, and I don't mean that just because it sounds good. What a lot of people don't understand about Houston, maybe, that's involved in real estate in other cities, is the investor market is not only really, really big in Houston, but we're a very, very close-knit industry, almost like a family. And I travel coast to coast speaking a lot of times on flipping houses or loaning hard money, asset-based lending. And I've never been in another market that even compares to Houston in being as close-knit as the industry is. Before COVID, if you wanted to eat free and drink free in Houston, Texas, Monday through Thursday, that was an event that you could go to Monday through Thursday every night. And it all started, 15 years ago with, quite honestly, Jet Lending was a leader in that. And we're not alone in it. A lot of other organizations started having marketing meetings and get-togethers. And I mean, I compete with a lot of people in this town, but it's amazing of how really good friends most of us are. So Think Realty coming to Houston, you're coming to a very, very warm environment. You're coming to a close knit. Everybody mingles and socializes together, even though we compete against each other. And some of these big events in Houston, local events, will draw 1,000 people. And it's very common to see a couple of hundred people in the industry. And it's hard to describe, but it's very close knit down here. And I've been to other markets where that just don't exist. Everybody's out for themselves. So the fact that you're coming to Houston, you're also coming in March, which is good. You're going to get here before the hot weather really, really starts to, you know, take over for us. So that's good. But you're coming to a very, very good, professional, warm, and large community of investors that not only buy and flip, but buy and hold. And the lending market down here is pretty active. So that's really, really good. What will I get out of it? I go to a lot of events, and sometimes, and take this from where I'm coming from, sometimes I go to an event and I'll be out in the hallway mingling with some other investors, and I'll hear somebody say, "Oh, this is not worth it. This is no good. I hadn't got anything." Well, I said, "You know what? You got the wrong attitude here." And I've said forever, small adjustments pay big. Small adjustments pay big in our industry. What I'm looking for at Think Realty is I'm looking for a few, and you called it earlier, a few golden nuggets. I'm looking for a few nuggets that I can take back to my office, and because there's always somebody doing something a little better, a little smarter, just doing it just a little better than we're doing it. So I look for those. I look for these small adjustments I can take back to what's really a pretty big shop here in terms of buying houses and loaning funds to others. Take back and implement, and I assure you, small adjustments pay big in real estate investing.
I hear you, Eddie. Thank you for those words. And I'm excited to meet you and see you there, too. It's going to be a lot of fun. When we take a look at just a small tweak, right? The only difference between the both of us and Tiger Woods is a millimeter. That's all it comes down to. It comes down to a millimeter in swing. And yeah, I've been to conferences where the conference will go for 3 days, and it's a wake up, it's 5 a.m., get the workout in, breakfast, we start conference play at 8, and we finish at 7. And I would have learned only one thing, and that's enough for me. It's enough for the investment, the travel expense, it makes sense. And that's all I'm looking for. Just like you, I'm just looking for that one gold nugget. And I firmly believe from March 26th to 27th, the Think Realty Houston event can provide you, Think Realty Nation, that one gold nugget. And be open, right? It could come in many different forms. It could come in the form of technology. It could come in the form of a trend. It could, frankly, come in the form of a business partner. You don't know. So we'll see you there in Houston, Texas, from March 26th to the 27th. And Eddie, Jet Lending, what's the website so that if our listeners are in Houston, they're like, "Hey, you know what? I need some capital. I need to go check out Jet Lending. What's the website? Where should I go?"
It's www.jetlending.com. Email us at info@jetlending.com. 281-872-7800. And we never quit lending during the pandemic. Matter of fact, I don't want to say it's business as usual, but it was close to business as usual the whole time. And we look forward to you being here. My staff will all be there. It'll be a good couple of days for us.
Awesome. I'm excited as well. And remember, with JetLending.com, for every loan that you do, you get a free Boeing 737 Max. I'm totally kidding. It was. I had to put it in there, right? Like it's part of the. All right, Eddie. This is fun. Thank you so much. I'll see you in Houston in late March, and we'll see you then. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you so much. We'll see you then.
You got it. Think Realty Nation, this next segment is brought to you by AaronBChapman.com. Bypass all the overcomplications of the common suit and tie mortgage guy and connect with Aaron and his team of real estate investment finance experts at Security National Mortgage. With them, you get no fluff and no complicated terms or industry speak, just brutally direct action. Visit AaronBChapman.com for more information. So, Let's talk about due diligence for a second. When you're looking at a deal, when you're looking at buying a piece of real estate, whether you are flipping it, whether you are buying and holding it for the long term, if it's a syndication, if it's a commercial deal, if it's a subject to deal, the list goes on. What do you want to take a look at? What matters? If you don't do your due diligence, guess what you're making? That's right. You're making stupid decisions. I know. I called you stupid. But that's only if you don't do your homework. Listen, you got to do your homework. If you don't do your homework, you know, just rewind and just go back like 10 seconds and you'll know what I just said about it. So a couple of things. Number one, you want to create a process. You want to know what's going on with the property. You want to see, are there any challenges with the property? What are you missing here? Is there a variance you're missing? Is there some permit that you need? What's going on? In a recent article on thinkrealty.com, Andrew Serios wrote an article titled Due Diligence in a Nutshell, where he describes a couple of things that you need to pay attention to. Number one, you want to do a thorough walkthrough. Are you just doing a drive-by look at a property without looking inside? That's just a dumb idea. Would you ever go buy a car without doing a Carfax and maybe a test drive? No, of course not. You wouldn't just go buy a car sight unseen. You don't know if you're going to get a Flintstone car. It's a good joke for you guys that are like born in the 50s and 60s when Flintstone cars are actually a thing. But nonetheless, do a thorough walkthrough. Know what's going on with the property. Are there any leaks with the plumbing? What's going on with the roof? Where are some of your rehab dollars going to be spent? You need to know that. Once you have that analysis, you can translate that into a financial analysis and see where your costs are going to be and how much money you'll actually make on this long-term rental or flip. Your professional inspections. I don't like doing any of the work, so I'm going to go pay a professional inspector to tell me what's wrong. That's part of the due diligence process. Andrew also mentions legal analysis and title if necessary, retrade if necessary, and decide to, at the end of the day, once you do your homework, decide to either buy it or walk away. And there's nothing wrong with walking away from the property. Especially right now when there's a lot of bidding activity, you might want to walk away more times than you actually buy. Because I don't like playing the game of this bidding up. I don't do that. If there are 10 or 15 or 20 bids on a property, I'm just going to walk right away. Because I know I'm just paying an extra 10 or 15 or 20% in premium just to play the game. Sorry, that's not me. Anyway, I hope this kind of led you down the road of I need to be a little smarter this year in 2021 in my overall acquisition strategy. And yes, spend the extra little 4 or 5 minutes to do that homework. It will pay you. I promise. That's the show. If you have any questions, get in touch. Head on over to thinkrealty.com. A huge shout out to today's sponsor, Marco Santarelli and Arata Real Estate Investments, your premier source for cash flow investment property. Check out www.naratarealestate.com. And Think Realty Nation, we're here for you. We love to support your efforts in growth as a real estate investor and entrepreneur. So feel free to reach out at any time at thinkrealty.com. Until next time, happy investing.